Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. In the last session, I started a series for single Christians, teaching single Christians biblical wisdom and how to go about finding a husband or wife. If you've missed the last session, you could go to BibleIssues.org and look for the audio sermons link and you can catch up. There are many people who read the scriptures and they come away with the idea that there is one particular person that God created for each of us to be married to. And our job is to ask God and to seek God to lead us to that one specific person that He created for us before the foundation of the world. There are many people who believe that. Now, let me just start off by saying that that belief is not scriptural. There is nothing in scripture to support the belief that when God was creating people, He matched up every single person and He said X must be married to Y, P must be married to Q, A must be married to B. There is simply nothing in scripture to suggest that is how God did things. And there are many Christians who are single because of it. For example, it is a very common scenario. Two people are in a relationship. They've been courting for months or years, and one of them wants to get married, but the other one is saying, I haven't heard from God yet. I don't know as yet if this is the will of God. And it sounds spiritual, but it's actually totally unscriptural. They are looking for a very specific person, and they are trying to find out from God if the person that they are currently dating is the specific person that He created for them. There is one particular person I know who is single today. He was dating somebody about 20, 30 years ago, and they had a good relationship. They wanted to get married, but God spoke to him, inverted commas, God spoke to him and said, the person that you're with right now, I created her to be married to somebody else. It is my will for her to be married to somebody else. So being the good, obedient Christian that he is, he broke off the relationship based on that word, inverted commas, word from God. Today, both he is single and the woman who he was dating are still single. They never got married. And he blames God for everything that has gone wrong in his life. Whereas in truth and in fact, it was his total misinterpretation of the ways of God that led to his problems. The mistake a lot of single Christians are making is that they are looking for a very specific person rather than godly qualities in a person. And it all comes down to that wrong belief that there is a specific person that God made for you, and that belief is categorically wrong. It is false. It is unscriptural. And I'll show you some scriptures in a while, but first of all, I want you to just think about how logically absurd it is, the idea that God created somebody for each one of us. Let's just pretend for a minute that when God was hatching his plan for mankind, and he was creating everybody before the foundation of the world, let's just pretend that God matched up everybody, and he said, this person must be married to this person. It is my will for Jane to be married to John, Mary to be married to Paul, etc. Let's just pretend that is how God did things. Right away, we have a major problem in the fact that in the world today, there are more women than men. So why would God create more women than men if he planned for everybody to be matched up? There's a strong chance that in the church that you go to, there are a lot of single girls and very few single men. Right away, we have a problem because you don't have an equal number of men and women in the world, in our country, in your church, or in Christianity as a whole. Women outnumber men. That's a fact. Two, let's just pretend for a minute that God created John and he said, "It is my will for John to be married to Mary." Let's just pretend, two hypothetical people. Suppose John marries somebody else. What then? What is Mary supposed to do? If she marries anybody else, then that will be outside of the will of God. What is she supposed to do? Wait for John to get divorced and remarry her? Or remain single all her life? What if John and Mary did actually get married, but then John dies? What is Mary supposed to do? Is she allowed to get remarried or not? According to the Bible, of course she is allowed to remarry. But according to this belief that God created somebody for each one of us, then her soulmate already died. Anybody she remarries will be outside of the will of God. The belief makes no sense. We just saw with two people, John and Mary, how fragile that whole system is. Now imagine you have a world of 7 billion people and God created each person to be married to one specific person. That plan is such a foolish plan. It would fall apart in an instant. And our God is not a foolish God. Our God is a wise God. The Bible says his ways are beyond finding out. God is not a foolish God, and he will not create such a foolish plan. Now, let me read a few scriptures. And these are some scriptures that are in the Bible that you probably would have never heard before. Genesis 11:29, it says, "Abraham and Nahor took wives." I want you to listen to the terminology that the Bible writers use. Genesis 25:1, after Sarah died, Abraham again took a wife. Genesis 38:6, then Judah took a wife. Exodus 2:1, a man of the house of Levi went and took a wife. Exodus 6:23, Aaron took to himself Elisheba as wife. 1 Samuel 25:39, David sent and proposed to Abigail to take her as his wife. I just quoted six scriptures for you in which the Bible says some man of God in the Bible took a wife. Listen to the expression, took a wife. It never said that David or Abraham or Moses or whoever agonized in prayer and travailed in prayer day and night trying to find the one that God created for them. It just said they took a wife. It's so simple. It was so simple. Yet so many single Christians today make it so complicated because they are following man's teachings rather than God's teachings. They just took a wife. Nobody tried to figure out, I wonder if this person is God's perfect will for me. David, he met Abigail, but at the time, Abigail was married. And David liked her, but you know, she was married. So after Abigail's husband died, David then realized, wait, Abigail is now single. And he went and proposed to take her as his wife. He never prayed, at least there is no record in the Bible of him praying, Lord, is Abigail your will for me? Is she the one that you created for me? He couldn't pray that way. He was already married. All right? But what he saw in Abigail was godly characteristics. He saw a mature, godly, wise woman, and that is why he wanted to take her as his wife. Lesson to learn. The Bible never tells us that God created a specific person for us and we need to marry and find and marry that specific person. Never. What the Bible teaches is that you ought to look for godly characteristics in a person and find somebody, anybody of the opposite sex who has those godly characteristics and marry that person. And also at the same time, develop those godly characteristics in you so that any godly person will find you to be a godly person as well. That is what the Bible teaches. The Bible never teaches that we ought to look for the one. It teaches we ought to look for the type or certain characteristics that characterize a good wife or a good husband. The Bible focuses on character. So based on what the Bible teaches, any Christian could be married to any other Christian of the opposite sex. As long as they are happy with the characteristics in that person's life, and you think that person will make a good wife, a good husband, really and truly nothing else matters. So that's the one thing I want you to take away from this session, is that for single Christians looking for the one that God created for you, you are setting up yourself for a huge disappointment. You are following in the path of a lot of single Christians who went before you, who either never got married or eventually settled and married the wrong person. You ought to be looking for godly characteristics in a person rather than a specific person. We're going to continue talking about this in the next session, where we'll talk about Genesis 24. If you would like to read it up in advance. And we're going to talk about Isaac and Rebekah the next time. So God bless you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.